necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, the supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And then, of course, for this afternoon, for the first hour, the views of John Spring, who is studying politics through geography. He's a geographer, and of course, in the traditions of geographers, why they study the geopolitics of specific areas, and he has his own radio program in Southern California. And we're going to be talking today about RFID chips, about this move by which the government wants to watch and regulate and track every human being. And this is really what it's all about. If there was really a threat from terrorism, don't you honestly think that they would have closed the southern border to keep terrorists from coming into our country? If there was really a threat of terrorism, don't you think if there was really a threat of terrorists, we would have had a number of major terrorist attacks during the last almost 6 years? Don't you think that if there was a major threat of terrorism, they would have done everything they could to have every pilot armed instead of doing everything they can to keep the pilots from carrying weapons on the planes and making it so difficult, so ridiculous, that really, and so expensive for the pilots that a lot of them just wouldn't bother, because even though they'd like to be able to protect the people, they know they're not allowed to, because the regulations that the Bush administration has put in is that they have to lock up the gun any time they're vulnerable to a terrorist attack. What madness is that? And that if there's really a threat of terrorism, there'd be marshals on every plane, not on maybe 10% of the planes or less. Or if there was really a threat of terrorism, why we would have certainly some sort of deflectors on all of our commercial airliners to deflect surface-to-air missiles, shoulder-launched surface-to-air missiles like they have over in Israel. All of their planes are protected, but we can't protect ours. No, I believe that, of course, the threat of terrorism is minimal, and the RFID tracking of the individual has nothing to do with the threat of terrorism. It has everything to do with controlling the individual and tracking the individual and watching the individual. And with that as a background, John, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's a pleasure as always to be on your program. And I would like to remind your listeners that our program Sound Off can be heard now on the Internet through the auspices of themicroeffectlive.com every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Time. And here in Southern California, we're on commercial radio on KLAA, which is 8:30 on the AM dial at the same time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. And we hope many of your listeners will tune us in.
All right, very good.
Now, you brought up some very good points, Dr. Stan, about if indeed there really was a war on terrorism, we would probably close the borders and seal them off very tight, and we would have much greater constraints on people coming into this nation from foreign countries. But it seems as if the borders are almost wide open, as you've pointed out. And there are many concerns because, as you know, through security and prosperity, which is not talked about to any great length, that we may move to a supranational government for the North American continent called the North American Union by the year 2010. And this is flawed with security concerns as well. And unfortunately, the American people are not aware of how vulnerable we're going to become. And in addition to that, we're going to have the real ID card issued, if everything goes as scheduled, by no later than December 31st, 2009. And that will be included within your state driver's license.
Well, that's all. We'll be back here in just a moment with John Spring.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information resolution on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is John Spring, and we're talking about the RFID cards and the RFID chips that will be inserted, certainly into your passport, into your driver's license, and simply another means of tracking people. Now, I think that you have to understand that most of the RFIDs we're talking about at the present time are dumb chips, and you're not going to be able to read them from space. You're going to be read from very close up because they have no built-in power. In other words, they don't have a power source like a lithium chip, like a chip that they might be able to inject into you. They're very, very small, but they can be read fairly close, and so from a couple of feet away that they can identify who you are, and every time you go through a doorway, why, if they have a tracker there, they can determine where you're moving to and where you're going. But you go ahead, pick up the story there, John.
Well, what you say are saying about the RFID chips is certainly true. Most of the current ones that are in use right now are relatively low-powered for short distance tracking. However, the technology has just about arrived to the stage whereby we are now able to track from satellites. Now, this may not appear in the first real ID card chips, but it certainly will be available as soon as the technology has been perfected. And this is what we need to understand. This is going to be an ongoing upgraded real ID card with basically three components. With current technology, as much information in terms of personal data about that individual can be stored on that card as what would be found in an entire set of Encyclopedia Britannica. Now, that's quite a bit of material. Secondly, there will be a code for that individual, which would enable any authorized government official of various countries, I might add, to access additional information that would be updated and available on that particular individual, because there's a whole series of files on every American citizen at this time that have been established by our federal government. And thirdly, of course, we have the RFID chip, which may be very low powered at this particular stage, but they have plans and aspirations to eventually use satellite image relay so that the data will eventually be relayed to a map room at a Homeland Security facility, probably the size of about a basketball court, and imagine 300 million points of light, each of which can be honed in on or zoomed in upon for greater detail. And with all of the other data that is available, they will know everything imaginable about that particular dot if they so desire.
Well, but, I mean, but the thing is, at the present time, the RFID technology, it cannot be read by satellite. They have other technology that can be read by satellite. Certainly many of our criminals are having to wear leg bands or arm bands that can be read by satellite, and certainly there are techniques of doing that even with some of the injectable chips, although they have to be fairly good sized chips. And this is only very, very rarely, because most of the chips that they're inserting now into the animals can only be read locally. So I think we have to clarify the dumb chips from the smart chips that they would like to use later on.
Yes, and it will be an ongoing thing. And it's very possible that many of the real ID cards that are first issued by the various states, and heaven forbid that any ID cards are issued of this type, may be completely inert or inactive and not have any components that are actively operational at the time. But the psychological illusion of making the American people think that everyone is entirely active is enough to paralyze their mentality and thought to the point whereby they feel as if they are being controlled. And without special instruments, it would be rather difficult to determine whether or not the card you are carrying around is active or not. So possibly just a few selected, chosen few of us might end up with one that's entirely active by the day of December 31st, 2009. It's so much speculative at this time, and Homeland Security is in the process of upgrading things. Now, one bit of encouragement I heard yesterday from the office of the Honorable James Guest of the state of Missouri is that after meeting with some of the officials in the state of North Carolina, they have decided to at least temporarily drop the RFID chip in their forthcoming real ID card. But there's another very disturbing thing, Dr. Stan. On that particular license that's going to be issued in the near future in the state of North Carolina, there appears a small logo of the North American Union, which, of course, has not yet been approved by Congress, and we really don't know if it ever will be, but if they do have a real ID card chip, which will, for all practical purposes, control the American people, at that stage, when it becomes irreversible, they can control us and do whatever they please with us.
Well, I share your concern.
Yeah.
And I think that everybody should be well aware of the fact that there really are people who want to regulate every single human being in the United States. And this has nothing to do with Osama bin Laden. We're moving towards the world of 1984. And, of course, this is long-range planning for the one-world police state. So once we understand that, so many of the things that are going on make sense. And the fact that this whole war on terrorism was planned long before the September 11th, 2001 attack. And anybody who doesn't believe that needs to get my newsletters. I just go up on the Internet and type in Radio Liberty Richard Haass, H-A-S-S-H-A-A-S-S. He's the current chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Trial Out Commission. But back in 1996, he wrote an article that was published, and I believe at the Washington Post, we know it was published in the Palm Beach newspaper, because we have a copy of it, where he talked about, you know, how terrorism was going to be a problem and how Then, of course, once the terrorist attacks had come, though, this is 1996, we were going to have long lines to get into federal buildings and long lines to get into the airports. And we were going to have to, because of the terrible threat of terrorism, are going to have our phones tapped and every aspect of our society regulated because of the threat of terrorism. How did you know those things? Because they were all planned ahead of time, and he's part of this little clique of people who run our country, indeed, who run the world. So this has nothing to do with terrorism. It has everything to do with individual control.
Absolutely. And before we forget, I want to urge every listener to contact their state representatives. Now, here in California, we call them state senators and assemblymen, but in other states, they're called state representatives and state legislatures, and they need to be contacted so that hopefully in their states they can draw up strong resolutions which will prevent the Real ID Card Act of 2005 from being implemented. You see, what's a little unique about the financing of this Real ID Card is that the entire burden goes almost entirely upon to the states. So the states have to finance it. And if the states refuse to finance it, then the card cannot really be implemented, at least as Homeland Security would desire. And so that may buy us at least a little bit more time in the way of freedom, because the states are almost mandated to issue it through their departments of motor vehicles in their next driver's licenses. And unless we speak out now, by the year 2009, and it is implemented, it will become almost irreversible, because from that point on in time, because of the martial law attached to this, basically, it will become irreversible. There will be no checks and balances as there are on other congressional measures and bills. So we must act now on this. It's a very serious thing. Now, regarding the Middle East, as you pointed out, there really was not the terrorism that we have envisioned, but rather it seems to be fabricated by a few elite policymakers, I hate to say this, within the area of Washington and other parts of the United States and Europe, and in some cases the Middle East as well. But what people need to understand is that in her own testimony, Dr. Condoleezza Rice, before the 9/11 Commission, stated that she was in the process of planning and coordinating an invasion of Afghanistan and deploying troops to Central Asia well before 9/11 occurred in the year 2001. So people need to understand that the people who were more or less hired to carry out a certain role, such as national security, were in reality trying to carry out military strategy, and it's hard for the American people to comprehend the backgrounds of some of these individuals, such as Dr. Condoleezza Rice, who originally was hired, of course, by Chevron Oil Company, or formerly known as Standard Oil Company of California, to negotiate with the Russians, former Soviets, both in Russia and in Central Asia, so that large area referred to as the Aral-Caspian oil and gas reserves could be exploited. And one of the problems was that they needed pipelines to send these products to market. And that's where the problems with real estate came into being, and hence all of these conflicts that we've been hearing about ever since throughout the Middle East, Europe, and Central Asia. And
okay,
America.
John, we're just going to have to take a break here. We're going to be going to our break. So when we get back, we will welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. The difficulty is that we're involved in an international war. Certainly, a few years ago, we were not hated by the Muslim world. Today, America is hated, and they're doing everything they can to get the Americans to hate the Muslims.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Six, page four, when Condoleezza Rice was asked, during the 911 committee hearings, why they didn't do anything, you know, before the 911 attack when they were coming in. And let me quote to you from page 180 of the book, Without Precedent, by Thomas Keane and by Lee Hamilton, both members of the CFR. Thomas Keane was the president or the chairman of the 911 commission. Lee Hamilton was the assistant chairman. But I'm quoting here. Jamie Gorelick pressed the issue as to why the Bush administration had not held senior-level meetings on counterterrorism before September 2001, and why more had not been done to take defensive measures in response to the threat reporting over the spring and summer. Rice pointed out that the nation simply wasn't prepared to take dramatic action against Al-Qaeda before 9/1, either abroad or in reforming government at home, and said, until there is a catastrophic event that forces people to think differently, that forces people to overcome old customs and old culture and old fears about domestic intelligence, you don't get that sort of a change. Now, I'm simply quoting from page 180. You'll find it quoted again on page 4 of my October 2006 newsletter, or it actually comes from the book Without Precedent, written by the chairman and co-chairman of the 911 Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, it was all planned ahead of time. These people are brilliant. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're counting on the apathy and the indifference of the American people, so wrapped up in, I mean, who's going to be the quarterback for the 49ers, or when will Barry Bond get his second or third home run over Hank Aaron's, you know, and are they really concerned about the fact our boys are being sent overseas to fight in a no-win war in Afghanistan and a no-win war in Iraq, just like the no-win wars we fought in Vietnam and in Korea. And certainly what we've got to do is get people concerned and thinking and understanding that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Go right ahead, John. And again, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-800-259-5791. If you agree or disagree, 1-800-259-5791. Go ahead, John.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I'm saying this to your audience as well, it's imperative that all of us contact our state representatives and ask them to do what they can to prevent the real ID card from being implemented in each and every state. And this has to be done by a state-by-state basis, because unfortunately all of our U.S. senators, the majority of our congressmen in the House of Representatives, all voted for the Real ID Card Act of 2005 without even debating it, and then it was signed into law. And when it is implemented, we will basically be controlled far better than any fascist state in the past has been able to control their people.
Amen to that. We've got a caller. Who's calling in?
This is Larry from Kansas.
Hi, Larry. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kansas.
Okay, go ahead, Larry from Kansas.
I've done a little bit of research because my license came due in May, and I wanted to make sure there was not a RFID chip in my license. And they could not tell me that. I did talk to the Highway Patrol here in Kansas and the Department of Transportation, made some phone calls to my representatives. And the information that I did gather, instead of wait until May of 2008, is what it reads like they have to have it implemented by May of 2008. If you read the summary, it sounds like it's already a done deal, because my license took about 10 days after I finally got it.
Well, one thing I need to share with you, Larry, is that originally the Real ID Card Act of 2005 was scheduled to be implemented no later than May 11, 2008. Uh-huh. However, that deadline has been postponed to December 31st, 2009. However, here's the point that makes it even more disturbing, because in all probability, if everything goes as scheduled, the very next day, January 1st, 2005, we could be part of the so-called North American Union with Canada and Mexico, with a supranational government which would have laws that would supersede our Constitution and state and local laws as well.
Okay, now that's 2009 you're speaking of, is it?
That is correct. December 31st, 2009.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment. You hold on if you'd like to, Larry.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. We're talking with John Spring about the RFID cards, and of course they want to take these chips and put them into animals. They want every farm animal to have one. They want to put them on every package, certainly on every item stored in the stores, and they actually have plans for doing that. Right now they're using them primarily for tracking shipments, but down the line, they want to have one of these RFID cards on your undershirt and your underpants and on your brassiere, and they want to be able to track everything you have and everything you do. Larry, are you still there?
Well, Larry, if you're not online, I hope you're listening on the radio, because there's one other important thing that I need to share with you.
Okay.
Because, Larry, the deadline has been extended, we still have time to effectively fight against the Real ID Card Act of 2005. And this is why I encourage you and everyone else to contact your state representatives and tell them that we don't want this to be financed by the state, and we don't want an RFID chip in our driver's license or our Real ID Card, whatever they want to call it.
Right.
Because they will have such control of us that basically we cannot do anything. If you speak out, your ticket to a prison sentence almost automatically once this RFID the Real ID card is issued to everyone in the United States. It's going to be ultimate control like we have never experienced, Larry. And that's why I urge everyone to pay very important attention to this warning.
Okay, Larry, do you have anything else you wanted to say?
Just one more comment. If our state of Kansas has already done this, the only thing I don't think that they have implemented is the computer chip is not, as far as I know, it is not put in our driver's license, but I think everything else, according to the information that I got from my representative, and I got a little bit from, bits and pieces, but the Highway Patrol and the people that I did talk to that were on duty, they just didn't seem to know. But all the barcodes, there's like 2-3 different barcodes on my license, and I don't like it, but if I have to, I'll do like Pastor Butch Paul. I'll finally turn it in and say I'm just not going to go here. That's against my religious belief, but that's about it outside of talking to your representative, I guess.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Larry, but the thing is, what you need to do is help us by getting other people to listen to our programs, getting our newsletter, go to our website, you can pull down our newsletters for nothing, you can watch our videos for nothing, you can listen to our radio programs for nothing, and get them educated, and then they'll join us, hopefully, in this truly epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Hey, thanks for everything you're doing out there.
You bet. I'll do my best and keep up the good work, Dr. Stan.
We sure will. Well, our telephone number again is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And our guest is John Spring. John, do you have a website you'd like to get out or information again on when your radio program is aired on the Internet?
Yes, it's aired on the Internet simultaneously with our commercial broadcasting here in Southern California every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time on KLAA, which is 8:30 on the AM dial, and on the Internet at themicroeffectlive.com. Now, you have to have the word "the" there. It's very important, T-H-E. All of the vowels are E's, I's, and one O. themicroeffectlive.com. And I urge everyone to listen because we are really stressing the Real ID Card Act of 2005, because this is going to be the controlling tool which will put us into the North American Union whether we like it or not, because once they have control over us, there's very little we can do about it. It's just like the poor Christians in Iran right now. They were living in a fairly tolerable lifestyle over in Iraq a few years ago, but when shortly after the coalition forces landed in their country, many of them, because they were well educated and could speak English, acted as translators for the armed forces, and they became targeted by the fanatic Islamic jihadists, and now practically all of the 1 million Christians, the Assyrian Christians in Iraq, are victims. And this is one thing that most people don't realize, and that is the Maliki government has basically told the local officials that they can impose very high taxes on the Christians or request them to convert to Islam. There's basically no other choice except to flee, and many thousands have fled Iraq. But here's something that we can do to on their behalf by contacting our U.S. representatives, our members of the Senate and the House of Representatives, and of course the White House, because this is being done under the auspices of the State Department and Department of Defense. They are surely knowledgeable about the situation, and yet we are basically supporting regime policies in Iraq that are persecuting our Christian brethren. And for those of you that may not know, I am very sympathetic to the Muslim people. I have spoken out on their behalf for the last 25 years, so I'm not a biased person towards Islam, but I do believe in fairness and dignity for all peoples. So I hope that we are aware that there are many things that are happening, and eventually we may have the same problem here regarding the Real ID card, because of course when you have so much information, if they decide tomorrow that after the Real ID card is implemented that they want to go after the Methodists with all the data they have, they basically would know which households to pay a visit to, and all of the people that own or bear firearms, they would know exactly which group to go to. If they wanted to go over after an ethnic minority, they could do the same. So it's a very dangerous situation when you give any government so much power.
And yet, of course, John, it is primarily the evangelical Christians who are the major backers of the current president of the United States, and our religious leaders are backing them and telling them that, I mean, this is a Christian administration, because they have you know, passing pro-life and pro-family values legislation, and the vast majority of the support of the current president is coming from the evangelical Christians, who I feel will be targeted down the line, and I share your concern about that. Well, again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have any thoughts about this RFID chip that they want to put into our cards and our passports, but it goes right along, part and parcel, with this whole idea of collecting dossiers on all the American citizens. And if you don't think that they collect dossiers on American citizens, why, I would suggest you get the book Fixing Intelligence by Lieutenant General William Odom. And, of course, he headed the NSA for a number of years. And of course, he can't tell you what they're doing because it's all secret. But he can ask questions like, should the Defense Department be keeping dossiers on American citizens? I mean, should the CIA be assassinating people? Should the CIA have journalists planted in the media? He didn't say they did. He's just asking those questions. He's a patriot and telling as much as he can. But they're using our military, and they're using our intelligence agencies, and they're using our police and FBI and CIA, you know, to make up the foundation for a dictatorship in America, because the elite are really the one thing they fear. Is the American people are going to stand up and say, we're not going to go along with your program. It's only when everybody will acquiesce, of course, they can get away with it. They're a minority, but they have a different vision. And they hate freedom, and they hate America. And many of these people have sworn an allegiance to our Constitution and promised to defend it against their enemies, both domestic and foreign, or foreign and domestic. And yet these people, I have violated the oath that they've sworn, and I think they should be held accountable for what they have done. You cannot be an internationalist and a globalist and be an American.
Amen to that, Dr. Stan. I don't think Americans realize how many things have happened in the last few years. There have been many repressive legislative measures that have been approved by Congress, and others that have just been executive orders signed by the president. But when you stop to think that the Patriot Act has put such constraints as to no longer allow the American citizen habeas corpus, that is rather frightening. And when Posse Comitatus Act has been overturned, Americans should be concerned. And when the president himself declares that during a time of national emergency, which he has the authority to declare, can have virtual dictatorial powers over the entire nation, people should be concerned. But, you know, Dr. Stan, the thing that I am most concerned about is this real ID card, because this is going to be the tool for ultimate control. Without it, they can speak out, they can arrest a few of us throughout the nation or in other places, but to effectively control all of us and regiment all of us, they need that real ID card. And that's why I urge everyone who loves freedom to contact their state representatives at this time. And then later on, of course, contact their congressman. But this is a little bit different because of the way it's been set up, where the financial burden goes on the states. We must contact our state representatives first on this issue.
All right. Well, I share your concern. However, I think that freedom is under attack from all sides. And I think, of course, what they're doing is gathering information on the books you read, on the money, where you have your money invested, on your health, so that they know every physical weakness and psychological weakness you possibly have. I mean, they certainly want to know every detail about you. That's why they want to know how much underwear you have. And we have really a wonderful four tape set that talks about when the communists took over China. And Reverend Millen was there running an orphanage. And they had people planted in Reverend Millen's house. Before the communists came to the town where he lived, they were keeping track of his underwear, keeping track of the number of shirts he had, keeping track of the number of shoes he had, keeping track of the number of pairs of trousers he had. They wanted total information on everybody. Why? Because it makes them vulnerable. Why do you think they're collecting information on what you buy at the grocery store, what sort of food you buy? And believe me, if you were foolish enough to have a grocery card, one of those cards that gives you a special discount, after they've raised the prices on the groceries, then they give you a discount, and of course it still ends up costing you more than if you just went to a place that didn't have those cards. But actually, all that information is kept in files. And if you're buying cat food, well, that suggests you have a cat. If you have dog food, that suggests you have a dog. And after all, when they send, of course, the agents around to get you, they're going to have to be wary of the dog. They certainly will have information, you know, on what sort of wine or liquor you drink and what your preferences are and what medicines you buy. And they want to know everything about you. And
yeah.
Why would they want to do that? To intimidate you, to control you. And so all of this information is being amassed. And, of course, the number that you have recorded on your IFP ID card is the key to accessing this. And remember back in 1935 when they issued the Social Security numbers, they promised the American people that number would never be used for anything but Social Security. They absolutely promised the American people, and they lied, because everything going on today is part of a long-range plan. Just like the Federal Reserve System promised to give us a stable currency and has destroyed the value of our currency, just as President Bush promised to get Osama bin Laden dead or alive and never has tried to, just as Lyndon Johnson promised a war on cancer to stamp out cancer, and certainly we have the war on drugs to stamp out drugs, and every time we go to war on something like that, or terror, war on terror, we get more terror, more drugs, more cancer. What are the American people going to wake up? Go right ahead, John.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm glad you brought this up about what the government basically is able to do at this stage. And I think there are many skeptics out there that don't understand that this is possible, because William Hamilton, about 30 years ago, through his Inslaw computer software company, invented the Promise software. That's spelled PROMIS. And with this phenomenal software, the Department of Justice was able to compile copious amounts of material on each citizen throughout the United States. And that's how they were able to compile these individual files on each and every one of us here in America. And things such as your utility bills, your, as you pointed out, your credit card transactions, all of these things provide them with a tremendous amount of information about your activities. And as a result, they've been compiling this illegally, of course, for a period of 30 years by outsourcing the foreign nations and foreign corporations. But they have this data accessible, and this, along with the Real ID card, is going to give them so much control that it's a dictator's dream. That's what it amounts to.
I certainly concur, and I do hope our listeners out there are concerned about the potential for what's coming down the line. And understand that you cannot have a government that can monitor you from the cradle to the grave, that can provide for you from the cradle to the grave, and you can still be free. Any government that can provide whatever you need must be able to take whatever you have. And that's why when America was established, the power of the central government was to be limited through all times by the chains of the Constitution, because our founding fathers realized that that government governs best, that governs the least. The people, people who run the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission are elitists, who are energized by evil. That is the only explanation. The origin of all of these organizations comes from the dark side.
Yes.
And they want a dictatorship in America. Once you begin to understand that, why you can begin to understand what's going on, that's why you really need to get the DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. That's why you need the DVD, Riddles in Stone, and, of course, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. Why do you need my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and the latest one on the Forbidden Secret? All of these will help you to understand how the spiritual overlaps, of course, what's going on politically, and begin to understand that there truly are spiritual forces which are directing so much of what's going on today. Because there is another dimension. There really are people who've given themselves over to the devil. Well, John, thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure. I hope the people out there will do everything they can to help you and as far as the RFID card. We need to stop this radio frequency card from being implemented.
And tune in every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on themicroeffectlive.com.
Bye-bye.
For Sound Off. Thank you.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming there from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guest, the views of our callers, and, well, the guest this afternoon is going to be Carla, and we're going to be talking about Lyme disease. You know, it's very interesting. There's been an outbreak of hoof-and-mouth or foot-and-mouth disease over in Great Britain, a very, very specific type of the virus that you see in primarily in cattle, although it can infect the sheep and other herds. But it is found only in one spot. It is found in a laboratory that's been doing experiments on the hoof-and-mouth disease, and it's only 3 miles away from where the outbreak has occurred. And, of course, they tell you why. Of course, our laboratories are perfectly safe. You have nothing to worry about. Nothing. Well, nothing gets out of those laboratories. Anyway, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We do hope that many of you out there listening to our program will, of course, give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And, of course, you can do that simply by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our 4 best tapes of the month, or you'll get our monthly newsletter as well. So we do hope that many of you will consider doing that. And then, of course, if you'd like to know more about the forces that are working behind the scenes, let me suggest, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the award-winning DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and then, of course, the DVD on Riddles in Stone. What is this about? Well, it's about the secret architecture of our nation's capital. And when the United States Central Capitol was laid out back in the 1790s, there were already people here who were planning that America would lead the whole world into a one-world government. America was to be the new Atlantis, and that would bring about this new world government. We certainly hope you'll want to get the DVD. We have a talk given by Chris Pinto, who actually had produced both the Secret Mysteries and Riddles in Stone DVDs. It's called The Atlantis Connection, where he brings this whole incredible story together. We have another excellent DVD where, of course, you'll hear Constance Cumby talk about the emergence of the new world leaders, a subject she's been researching for some 27 years now, since about 1980. And then we have a 4-tape set of my interviews with Constance. You'll certainly want to get this information and to help us get it out across America, because behind everything going on today, behind the war in Afghanistan, behind the war in Iraq, behind the coming war with Iran, our powerful spiritual forces intent upon plunging the United States, indeed the entire world, into a one-world government. Well, please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment with the next segment of our program right here at Radio Liberty.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, they're going to be those of Carla this afternoon. And Carla, correct us, but we're going to be talking about Lyme disease. You have to understand that there are a number of new diseases that are plaguing the American people today, and many of these diseases interlock with one another. First of all, you have to understand that back in 1970, Zygmunt Brzezinski, who was one of the major architects of everything going on today, wrote a book called Between Two Ages, and in that book he talked about how in the future we're going to be able to create new chronic diseases to be able to disable the enemy. We're going to be able, of course, to create storms and droughts. And then he, of course, we know that they have been working on these diseases, and they've released many of them here in the United States. We have, of course, the Senate hearings, House Appropriations hearings in 1969, where Dr. David MacArthur asked for $10 million to go ahead and be able to build or create new genetic diseases for there to be no immune response, could be used for a method of mass killing. We know, of course, that Dr. Richard Day, that earlier that year in 1969, had given a talk to a group of doctors up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, talking about the group that really runs the world and how they were going to create new diseases for mass destruction. We, of course, have the writings of certainly of people like Bertrand Russell, who talks about if we could only have a black plague sweep the earth every generation, why, we could kill off so many people, we wouldn't have to worry. We have the writings of Jacques Cousteau, who has said that we have to eliminate 350,000 people a day because there are too many people in the world. And Sam Keen, who talked about how we've got to eliminate 90% of the world's population, and that Georgie Guidestones, which wants to eliminate even more. If you understand what this is about, and then, of course, the story you're going to hear this afternoon about Lyme disease won't be so strange. But Lyme disease is an entirely new disease. It did not exist before about 27 years ago, the first cases appearing in 1980, right along with the new cases of chronic fatigue disease, fibromyalgia, AIDS, Ebola. They all came about the same time, beginning to plague our people. And they have actually created these new diseases in laboratories. Certainly, there is a laboratory on a place called Plum Island, right off the coast of Connecticut, right across the inlet from Lyme, Connecticut. And, of course, it was there that the Lyme disease was first identified. We've talked to people like Dr. Garth Nicholson, who's talked to people within the government who were instrumental in creating some of these new diseases and worked on these terrible genocidal programs. Well, of course, this afternoon, Carla is a victim of Lyme disease. Carla, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you tell us, how long have you had Lyme disease?
Oh, well, gosh, I've had it now about 16 years, and I've gotten it three times. So I live in an endemic area, which is very near Plum Island, and I first came down with it in June of 1991, and I developed the bullseye rash, and I was really kind of scared, but figured, well, you know, antibiotics had never failed me before, and I immediately went to the doctor the second I got the rash, and I was given 10 days of doxycycline, and I thought, well, that'll just take care of it. But unbeknownst to me, I developed chronic nostalgia and chronic fatigue and memory issues. And,
hold that thought. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, Carla, you go right ahead. And Carla, of course, has been infected with this terrible disease. And why don't you tell us, you got the disease, 15, 16 years ago with a typical, with a typical tick bite, and then what happened?
Typical bite, I got the bullseye rash. And, you know, I figured, well, everyone, you know, the myth on it is that it's difficult to catch, easy to cure. This is the propaganda that we've been given by the CDC and the steer crowd and the, you know, IDSA, the Infectious Disease Society of America. And so I figured, well, you know, I was always a great believer in medicine and, you know, our American medical system. And I thought, well, it'll just go away, you know, after the 10 days of doxycycline. Well, like Senator Schumer, my rash did not clear up right away. And I then went on to develop chronic symptoms. So I was treated. I did find a Lyme literate physician in Mount Kisco, Dr. C, and I think it's very sad that I can't even mention his name, but there's been so much persecution of doctors. It's just a crime that in America, doctors who care about their patients are being sued, they're being run out of town, they're being threatened, And so, you know, those of us in the Lyme community, we don't even mention the names of our doctors.
And I think this is true with Lyme's disease. It's true with the doctors who try to treat chronic fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
It's true with the doctors who try to treat fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
It's even true with some of those that have cures for AIDS. And, of course, they certainly cannot get any opportunity even to do clinical trials here in America because they keep talking about wanting to cure AIDS, but they're not interested because it is a very effective means of population control in certain, and especially certain parts of our population who are believed and deemed to be undesirable by the ruling elite. So you go ahead with your story, Carla.
Well, I think, you know, there was this doctrine of controlled incapacitation, too, that they had in the 70s. That they were working on weapons that would incapacitate people.
Right. And, of course, this is really what it does. Have you ever been able to get effective treatment and
well,
get cleared up?
My Dr. C gave me the best treatment he knew, which is 3 grams of amoxicillin every day for a year with the probenecid. And my memory did improve. I was seeing 3 o'clock as 9 o'clock, et cetera, and I was working as a journalist, so it was very difficult for me because I had to develop all sorts of memory strategies for remembering appointments and things. But slowly, you know, it resolved. I was never fully healthy again. I do believe that because it's a stealth spirochete, that I had never really gotten rid of the infection because, I mean, that's how they had researched those types of organisms, that it has all sorts of phases that it goes through where, you know, it can be a motile spirochete and then it can go into an encysted form, which is similar to anthrax, a spore form that can live, you know, basically just sit in the body for years and then come back out as a spirochete when the conditions improve. But, you know, I was never fully cured. And then, unfortunately, last May, I'm a gardener, and I got it again. And this time, I went back to my same Lyme doctor, and this time I developed neuropathy. So, but I can tell you, Dr. Stan, it's very hard when you live in an area where ticks are just abundant. And if you like to be outdoors, you know, they are so tiny, they're almost impossible to spot. And, you know, you can get 10 of them and then miss one that's, you know, smaller than a grain of salt. And they crawl very fast, and they go through phases where they will be gone for, like, months on end. And then all of a sudden there's a huge explosion. So, anyway... Lately, I've taken the amoxicillin 3 grams a day, and then I convinced my doctor to put me on erythromycin and tinidazole, and the addition of the tinidazole was good because supposedly the Borsons, who are Norwegian researchers, who are actually the only researchers that were doing anything on treatment. In America, we are investing $6 billion in biowarfare, and all of the Lyme researchers are bioweaponeers, which is a strange coincidence if you ask me. You know, Klempner, Barber, you know, they've all got these huge biowarfare contracts. But the Borsons in Norway had done studies showing that this spore form of the spirochete, when it goes into its in cyst form, that tinidazole, which is one of those Zoll drugs that busts up funguses, that basically eradicates the spore form. So with the amoxicillin, you're getting rid of the spirochete. With the tinidazole, you're getting rid of the spore. But then you're left with the intracellular form, which is the cell wall deficient, which is, you know, I don't know how to get rid of that. That's just inside yourself.
Well, of course, now there are groups that crawl across our country of people with this terrible disease, and they have meetings, and they have been referred to the Lyme knowledgeable doctors. Most doctors do not understand Lyme disease, and they take what the government tells them. But then this is a government-created organism, and
right.
Of course the people in the government are not going to tell the American people that they're under attack today.
Precisely, they are under attack, and the diagnostic test approved by the CDC is bogus. It does not detect Lyme disease. The band 31 is specific to outer surface protein A on this bacteria, and they don't include band 31. They don't include it in their test. Which is very strange to me because band 31 is what indicates that your antibodies, they aggregate on band 31, which is 31 weight, and it indicates that you've been exposed to the outer surface protein A, and the fact that they had deleted that from the test is very strange to me, especially since Yale University has a patent on outer surface protein A, and they had developed the vaccine along with SmithKline, And the vaccine is basically just a synthetic version of outer surface protein A, right? I think it's called PAM-CIS3 or something like that. It's the exact copy, but a synthetic version of the outer surface protein. And that vaccine caused major, major arthritis in the people, the volunteers that took it. So, you know, it's very mystifying to me why they would not include that in the diagnostic test, because what happened is that everyone's underrepresented. There are thousands and thousands of people out there who are getting negative tests. Mine is negative, and I've had the rash twice. Mine always comes up negative. So,
now,
I don't know.
Don't they originally use something like an ELISA test and a Western blot test to make the diagnosis?
Yeah, but neither, they're both the same. They don't rely on direct detection of the organism,
right.
You know. And, you know, if you want me to discuss the tests, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I could just define for your audience.
All right, fine. Well, basically, the test is that the tests that they have are not that accurate. You need to have special tests to be able to determine the presence of the Borrelia organism, but also... there are other organisms that go many times will so inhabit these people or infect them, so that they have not only one infection, they have multiple infections. What a wonderful what a wonderful chemical biological
and
warfare agent to use against the enemy.
There is some evidence that mycoplasma, well, there is knowledge. Patricia Doyle, who's researched it, had contacted or known about a young Cornell scientist who was doing mycoplasma research on cattle at Plum Island, and there is some evidence that the outer surface protein on Lyme disease has, you know, through the plasmid technology that they had, that has actually exchanged. It's a chimera, that there's some actual mycoplasma protein on the Lyme organism. So we're just creating these insane bugs. And then our government is just denying the creation of it. And, you know, call me crazy, but, you know, personally, my gut instinct is that I'm sick because of this.
Certainly we have a good friend named Dr. Garth Nicholson, and he was certainly one of the leading scientists in America. He had over 600 peer-reviewed papers. He certainly had the dual professorship at the MD Anderson Clinic in Houston, Texas, but he was forced actually to leave that area because of the repeated attempts to murder both he and his wife. And for our listeners who have not yet read Professor Nicholson's book, Project Daylily, that's Project Daylily, which we do carry, an amazing, amazing book based upon his experiences and near-death experiences. Why, he will tell you that, of course, that the government has been experimenting on mycoplasma. In fact, they even hold the patent for this genetically modified form of mycoplasma. And many of the people with Lyme disease and the spirochete infection also have the mycoplasma infection as well, which makes it so much more difficult to treat. But you see, if it was easy to treat, you wouldn't be able to incapacitate the enemy.
That's correct, and that's why I truly do believe that it was an incapacitating organism that was being researched, and that, you know, it was accidentally released.
Well, because whether it was accidentally or intentionally, we do know that over in Great Britain here this last week, why, suddenly they have an outbreak of a foot and a mouth disease or hoof and mouth disease. And it is a very specific type of a virus, because it's a very serious disease for animals, for cattle. And, of course, there's only one place that has a specific strain. It's a government-run laboratory just 3 miles away from where the outbreak broke out. But, of course, now they're beginning to kill the animals over there. If they can't stop it, why, it could cost billions of dollars, as it did a few years ago, and decimate the herds there. And all shucks, we just made a mistake. It just got out of the laboratory. Too bad, but and it could cost billions of dollars and bankrupt most of the farmers in Great Britain.
See, you know, the reason why this is being allowed to exist, especially in the United States, is the military. You know, you learn about the military-industrial complex in college, and, you know,
you don't
forget
believe
about
it.
You don't believe it, right? But when you're actually faced with something like this, you realize that, you know, the many Lyme specialists are all bioweaponeers, and they have received $6 billion in grants. There's so much money flowing into this area of research, offensive bioweapons. And the deal is that with offensive bioweapons, the focus is not on cure. It's on creation of new weapons of destruction.
Well, I think it's really about creating incapacity.
Right.
Weapons that won't necessarily kill people. It just makes them wish they were dead. They
right.
get a chronic disability, and they just never can get over it. And here in the United States, if you have Lyme disease, and of course you're not one of those lucky people that has a positive blood test, and you take a couple of weeks of therapy, and you do fine. But we have a million people, chronic sufferers, a million people with chronic fatigue, 2 million with the fibromyalgia.
And they do believe that part of it is so genetic that my genetics, like only about 20% of those who are infected with Lyme actually develop the chronic.
Hold that.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 8th, 2007. Gold, $6.75, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.97.07, $3.43.90 for half, $1.71.95 for quarter. That's $6.97.07, $3.43.90, and $1.71.95. Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Well, our guest is Carla, and Carla has chronic Lyme disease. And, of course, you don't hear too much about this. It's it's a very, very disabling disease. Almost, about 0.3% of our population has it. About 1 million people in the United States. And these people are chronically disabled. And certainly people can be improved with the disease. But, and of course, sometimes, if they do get over it, sometimes they get over it pretty well. Were you over it pretty well there for a time after you...
No, I've never had my full health back. I put it this way, I was a perfectly healthy person before I got bitten by the deer tick.
How old were you?
I was, I guess, in my 30s.
All right, now it's endemic there in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Not here in California, in other areas.
Well, the thing is, it's spread. You see, this is what the propaganda line is, that it's, you know... It's always been around, but the fact is it has spread out from an epicenter, which is, you know, Lyme, Connecticut, basically. And the strange thing is also the Lone Star tick was brought in to Plum Island as one of their, they had, you know, 200,000 ticks in their tick laboratory there, nursery.
You're talking now about this government biological warfare laboratory where they were actually growing ticks and infecting them.
And in Plum Island, they actually did admit to it. I mean, the lab director. If you will read Michael Carroll's book, Lab 257, which I recommend to all listeners who might be interested in biological warfare and Lyme disease, you will see that they actually do admit that, you know, they had tick nurseries there, and there was Dr. Eric Traub, was basically considered the father of Plum Island, and he was the Nazi researcher of Insel Reims, worked directly for, you know, Heinrich Himmler, and he was basically an insect vector disease researcher interested in neurological diseases.
I think it's so important for our listeners to understand that at the end of the Second World War, instead of punishing many of the Nazi scientists who were responsible for some of the worst atrocities, some of them were brought to the United States. Many of them, of course, were in the space program, but many were involved in both psychological warfare and in creating these terrible new chronic diseases. These were the ones who had experimented on the people in the concentration camps. They, of course, helped Dr. Mengele and many of them to escape to South America in something called the Rat Line. You can research all this on the Internet. We do have a four-tape set on something called Operation Paperclip, which was bringing the Nazi scientists to the United States in violation of all the laws. But you're not going to hear about this. You're not supposed to hear about it. And so the average American has no idea.
And, you know, there is an explicit propaganda campaign out there in the media, too. I tried to put up a site. I was editing a page on Eric Traub, which I put up on Wikipedia. And I also tried to include some of the Plum Island information in the Lyme disease site in Wikipedia, and I was descended on by about an army of 20 different PR officers who immediately changed it. And there was a concerted, I mean, I hate to admit this, it sounds so conspiracy theorist, but there is a concerted effort because the Epidemic Intelligence Service, which was Fort Detrick, it was epidemic intelligence officers. It's the CDC's unit. You know, they are basically our America's germ warfare folks, and they are all planted in a number of major publications throughout the United States, the New York Times, I believe, maybe possibly the Washington Post, and they, you know, create the spin on these diseases. So, I mean, it sounds very... it doesn't sound real, but believe me, I mean... It is real. It really is.
Basically, what you're saying is there's an organized effort to distort the reality, and when you tried to post things on Wikipedia, the other people would come in and change them. Anybody can put anything that they want to on Wikipedia, but then other people can come in and alter that, and the last thing they want is for the American people to understand the origin of Lyme disease or chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or certainly AIDS or Ebola or of so many of these other new diseases, certainly the mycoplasm, which of course infects literally everybody with AIDS. I mean, do you think that AIDS is HIV disease? Almost everyone has the mycoplasm going right along with it, which makes it much more lethal, and of course the Armed Air Force, the Air Force Institute of Pathology holds the patent Armed Air Force Institute of Pathology.
Yeah, this patent issue was a very dangerous thing.
And those of you who'd like more information, I suggest a book written by one of the country's leading experts, Dr. Garth Nicholson, Project Data. Did you know the book at all, Carly?
No, I'm definitely going to check it out, though. It's available on Amazon.
Yes, so we actually get it through our ministry. And you'll hear later.
It's called Project...
Project Daylily. Daylily. And
okay.
It goes into the background of the mycoplasm research, the chronic fatigue, of course, which is responsible for epidemics of Lou Gehrig's disease and multiple sclerosis in Huntsville, Texas, as a result of these macabre experiments carried out for germ warfare.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the sacrowedgesacral stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Carla Freight of Boston. Of course, we're talking about Lyme disease. And Carla has been ill with this for many, many years. And, of course, she's tried to get treatment. Most doctors are afraid to treat it. Why? Because, of course, if you are come to be known as a Lyme disease doctor, why, of course, you're looked on askance by your fellow doctors who are told that only quacks treat chronic Lyme disease. I mean, as ordinary, all you give is one little course of antibiotics, and then everything's fine. The only trouble, that isn't the case. And, of course, Carla then has gone into the background, found out the Nazi connection. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, following the Second World War, large numbers of some of the worst and most evil and dangerous Nazi scientists were brought to America. financed by our CIA, and of course carried on their research in biological warfare, but this time to be used against the same enemy that they were creating the diseases to be used against when they were in Germany, to be used against the American people. Well, Carla, where can people get some of your material? Do you have a website they can go to learn more about Lyme disease?
On Google, I'm starting to compile the articles in a little Google news group called Lyme Disease News. So, I'm just basically compiling the articles that I'm coming across, mostly on biowarfare and also on treatment. So they can go there. But I would suggest, check out LymeNet.org. And canlyme.com, those are two very good sites where you can get doctors' names and Lyme literate physicians and lots of information on, what's going on in Congress. And, I suggest to people who have Lyme, write your congressman. We need more research on treatment. Spirochetes are among the most complex organisms, and, a person's going to win a Nobel Prize when he figures out how spirochetes really work. But until that time, we just have almost no money on treatment. It's all going to these huge bioweapons labs, and it's a crime.
Well, why is it going to bioweapons labs? Actually, they passed legislation outlawing biological weapon research and warfare.
But it was never outlawed, and they call it defensive. But in reality, it is offensive bioweapon research.
And of course, they're preparing it, and they're using the American people as guinea pigs. That is the great tragedy. Now, what other independent websites should people go to get more information on Lyme disease?
On Lyme disease? Well, the two that I just had mentioned, CanLyme and...
Now, what is it, CanLyme?
CanLyme, CanLyme.
Okay.
.com. It's the Canadian Lyme Disease Sufferers Group. And then there is LymeNet.org. LymeNet.org.
LymeNet.
And that's a very good organization for just support. And I've been posting my, some of my research. But I must admit, it's nerve-wracking posting that kind of research because nobody wants to think about that. Myself included. I never wanted to think about it. The last thing I have a master's degree in international economics and politics. The last thing I was really interested in doing was researching this spirochete.
Right.
But after I got it the second time and I realized I had a different strain, my doctor said, well, there's about, 100 different strains of this. I'm like, why are there so many strains? And then the same propaganda, 15 years later, they're saying the same thing.
That's just why are there 8 different strains of HIV disease?
They've done no research. They're not the least bit interested in people. These people at the CDC, they're evil, and they even lie. One of the CDC officers was saying, the Lymex vaccine was withdrawn because of lack of demand. Well, that is a complete and total lie. It was withdrawn because it created severe chronic illness in the volunteers that took this vaccine. So there's something immunological going on. It's like a super antigen, this outer surface protein A. And another issue with Lyme is that it's so stealth that it can change its clothing more readily than Madonna or Paris Hilton. This thing can just, it changes when the biochemical conditions change in your body. It'll shift from outer surface protein A to outer surface protein B, which is known as OSB. Oh. And then it does outer surface protein C, which attacks the brain.
Oh.
And it has 133 plus odd genes. It's one of the most complex bacteria known to mankind.
Well, now, are you convinced that this is probably a biological warfare agent that was created in a government laboratory?
Yes, I am, because I truly believe, I believe that Borrelia was naturally occurring, but you see what happened in Unit 731, the Japanese infamous biowarfare unit, that both the Russians and the Americans found out after World War II that the Japanese had been working on Borrelia. So that sort of set the stage for this competitive one-upmanship between the Soviet Union and the United States. And so that's why, the spirochete was researched so extensively in terms of its, bioweapons property. And it also is an ideal bioweapon. Let's face it. It's similar to anthrax in that it has a spore form. It changes its outer surface, repeatedly. It has a stealth form, which is an intracellular form. And, it takes on the cystic form, it takes on the spore form. It's ideal, really. And especially in the 1970s when they came up with the doctrine, the Joint Chiefs of Staff actually published it, a doctrine of incapacitation, which was, you know, pacification. You know, it really does fit. It's like a perfect object of study.
Otherwise, rather than kill the people, you far more incapacitate them, and then it takes a lot of people to look after the people you've incapacitated.
Correct.
So it's really a much more effective
Correct.
Weapon.
In 1960, it was known as the Doctrine of Controlled Incapacitation, presented by Herbert York and elaborated by General Lyman Lemnitzer, Army Chief of Staff. And there was a full meeting of the National Security Council. Herbert F. York, a nuclear arms designer and chief Pentagon scientist, told Eisenhower that, quote, the non-lethal field of controlled incapacitation promises to open up a new dimension of warfare. Instead of killing, these weapons cause lethargy, irritation, blackout, paralysis, illness, and the lack of will to fight. Well, you know something? They underestimated me because, you know, I have a lack of will to fight and I'm exhausted, but I'm fighting this. This is like, I mean, you know, I'm not going to give up.
Well, good for you, Carl. And for our listeners out there who doubt what Carl is saying, the book Between Two Ages by Zygmunt Brzezinski, and we have it, we'll be glad to send you the notes that there at the bottom of the page where he talks about, now this is 1970, how they were going to create these terrible new chronic diseases who create chronic incapacity. And that's how you actually neutralize the enemy. Also storms, droughts, and so many of these things that they were planning in 1970 have come about, and we see these things happening, but it is beyond the concept of the average American. We cannot accept that anything could be this evil, that it could be coordinated through places like the Centers for Disease Control. Carla says she's talked to some of the people from the CDC, and they are evil. And I will tell you, I've been there. I've talked to them myself and sat in their offices. And some of them are great people, but some of them truly are evil. And I was interested in the AIDS epidemic, and they had no intention of stopping the AIDS epidemic. It's killed over 500,000 people here in the United States, totally unnecessarily, and tens of millions of people throughout the world. And it's going to kill off about a quarter of the population of most of Africa. And that's just exactly what they want in Botswana. 46% of the pregnant women are infected, and they're all going to die. That is either the greatest public health failure or a very, very successful genocidal program. And
right.
I would rather think it's the latter.
And I wouldn't be surprised if there's an ethnic element to the Lyme disease and chronic fatigue.
Does it seem to affect the black more than the white?
No, I think it affects yuppies more, you know. Like, I'm of Irish, Icelandic descent, and most people that I know who've gotten really chronic cases of it seem to be of that, you know, ethnic background.
Well, because, you know, the AIDS is specifically designed for the blacks.
African-Americans.
Right, and that's why half of our cases in the United States
know,
are blacks.
We just don't know what these folks are up to, but we do know that, you know, when you hire the devil, like you hire an Eric Traub, you know, you shouldn't be surprised.
Whatever happened to Eric Traub? He's dead by now.
Oh, yeah, he went back to Germany shortly after. He was, you know, hired under Operation Paperclip, and he worked at Plum Island for a while, and he's known to have gone there at least three times. And, you know, he worked for the CIA for a while. And
of course, they have all of these places where they're creating these new diseases. In fact, they've been working on the influenza virus, the avian influenza virus. They've made it 35,000 times more lethal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to make a deadly disease 35,000 times more lethal unless you have an agenda?
It's true. And, you know, these folks, they have a cavalier attitude toward this. To them, it's just, I call them boys with bugs. You know, I used to work in the intelligence business when I first got out of college for a year, and I was just a low-level munchkin, but I would see them do their war games and all that stuff, and they would just have such glee doing it. So, you know, it doesn't really surprise me. To them, it's just something that's, you know, out there. It's not reality. It's not something that could end up destroying the whole world to them. It's just a game, and it's a paycheck.
Because they're not concerned about humanity or human suffering.
Yeah, that's the only, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, some of these folks who go onto the websites that harass Lyme victims, they have a concerted campaign. It's Edward McSweegan and his, you know, cronies. They've had a concerted PR campaign to harass Lyme victims, and mostly, you know, it's a form of propaganda. They try to paint you as insane and crazy and then undermine the argument, and they constantly post arguments stating that Lyme disease is, you know, hard to catch, very easy to cure, that there's no such thing as chronic Lyme disease, it'll never last, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they know full well. There are at least 20 or 30 scientific studies out there that show that there's persistence of infection despite massive treatment with antibiotics. This thing is a stealth, you know, bacteria. So, I mean, they know so well, but somehow they're still getting away with it, you know? And they've got, it's an old boy network. They've got all the old boys all lined up, and, you know, like I said, I mean, God is your last resort. I mean, because, you know, sometimes I read through Psalm 91, and I look at that, and I run to the rock, and I, you know, I understand that I have this trial, and I, you know, I'm still praising God, and I'm still, you know, I have a feeling he's sort of, you know, set me this assignment to
he probably has, and I
bring out truth, maybe. Bring out truth, because he knows I have the background in international economics and politics and graduate degree, and that perhaps, you know, I might be able to contribute to the information out there. I don't know.
Where would a person go if they really wanted to get help? Would they go to one of those websites you mentioned?
Yeah, I would, you know, go to the Lyme websites that I mentioned. That'll help. They have doctors that they'll refer you to, but as I said, they are terrified. They will not mention the doctor's name on the site. Like, for instance, I didn't tell you my doctor's name because we are very protective of our doctors because they are ridiculed and they are being destroyed with lawsuits. I mean, this is a typical tactic. Just bring them down with a lawsuit. That's what they did with the Nicholsons, too. I mean, they're not a lawsuit, but they try to threaten. They take away your lab. They give you unrealistic deadlines. They do all sorts of things that, I mean, they don't even have any studies that really show. They've never studied whether a year of antibiotics helps or not. I mean, they don't even know that. Yet, you know, they're saying that there's no such thing as chronic infection. And this researcher, Dr. Balfour, who was a parasitologist in 1911, he's already established that the Borrelia spirochete is chronic due to its cystic form, that, you know, it's able to encyst itself, that lives even in African sand. You know, he was studying it in Khartoum back in 1911. It's published. But, you know, they just have a propaganda line that they have, you know, given to the American people that, you know, it's this, it's just ticks and this, and they're easy to take off. You won't get Lyme disease. You know, it never spreads to the brain. Well, it spreads to the brain within 12 hours. And it's, anyway.
And out of vitamins, certainly nutritional supplements seem to help?
Well, unfortunately, you know, nothing. I think I have just the genetics. You know, it's the same with tuberculosis. Some people just have genetics that harbor the bacteria better, and my genetics just unfortunately predispose me both toward, you know, the inflammatory reaction to it, because it's a lipoprotein that, you know, the bacterial lipoproteins are toxins for these gram-negative. Like, you see, I'm not even a scientist. I'm already talking like a scientist, but the lipoprotein, the Lyme protein, it's a toxin, so it elicits all sorts of immune reactions that, you know, aside from the fact that it's chronically infecting, can also create problems, you know. So, you know, it's a combined, you know, persistent infection plus an immune reaction. And, you know, not much has really helped me. I guess, you know, I am thinking of going back on that regimen of, you know, the Zoll drug, the antifungal drug combined with the antibiotic.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, well, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, did you get your mercury fillings taken out?
You know, maybe I should do that, because I do have a mouthful of mercury, and that's probably making it worse.
Well, it's certainly not making it any better. You're being constantly poisoned with mercury. If you have those mercury fillings in, and of course in Sweden, you know, they will not pay for putting in the mercury fillings because they know the toxicity here. And of course, tragically, they've infiltrated organized medicine and organized dentistry to conceal the toxicity of the mercury fillings. and one of the two major sources of mercury poisoning for our population, the other, of course, being the vaccines. The influenza vaccine, which they give to the elderly and the very young, for the toxic effect on their minds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Well, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It is very difficult to believe that somebody like Jacques Cousteau could have advocated eliminating 350,000 people a day. If you'd like to verify that, you call us at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be glad to send you the pages from the UNESCO Courier that, of course, Bertrand Russell would advocate actually a major black plague to sweep the earth every generation to control the population, and talks about how we're going to, by injections and injunctions and diet, we're going to be able to influence the minds of our young people. And of course, this is what they're doing. They're poisoning with fluoride and with aspartame and with mercury, which is why so many of our young people, when they graduate from high school, cannot compete scholastically with students from other nations. They're poisoning our children. And we want you to challenge that. We want you to try to prove us wrong. Get our material on water fluoridation and on mercury and on Nutrasweet and aspartame, which, of course, the FDA tried for 15 years to keep out of our food. But thanks to Donald Rumsfeld, that great paragon of virtue, why we have aspartame and MSG and just about everything today, producing pathological obesity, fatness, and but nobody can figure out why our people are so fat. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Chronically, this... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Carla's been afflicted with Lyme disease for 16 years, and it's a terrible story. We have a 14th set on Lyme disease. It's very important you understand that this is a genetically created disease that's been released on the enemy. That's us. If you like those pages from, or the page from Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, we'll be glad to provide it for you. You need to get our 14th set on Lyme disease. You need to get our 14th set on Operation Paperclip, about the Nazi scientists and those that were, of course, allowed to escape to South America, those who were brought here to do these terrible experiments to create the terrible diseases that are afflicting the American people. You need to get, of course, Dr. Garth Nicholson's book. He and his wife wrote it together. Project Daylily. It reads like a Tom Clancy novel. You won't be able to put it down. The trouble is, it really is true. You need to get my book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. You need to get the book, Emerging Viruses, which we carry, which is so vitally important. It goes into the fact that they have created all sorts of terrible new diseases, and, of course, among those would be AIDS, Ebola, Marburg disease, and others. And then, of course, we carry a book called The Medusa File, written by our good friend Craig Roberts. It goes into the background of Operation Paperclip. It goes into, of course, the Japanese bacteriological warfare experiments during the Second World War, where, of course, the horrible things that were done to the American troops, and the Japanese were never punished. They were rewarded for their fine work there, General Hiro Ishii. You'll never hear about him anyplace but the X-Files, but there's a lot more truth in the X-Files than sometimes in regular life. And in the X-Files, they used to talk about Hiro Ishii, and that he really did exist. He never came to the United States, but he carried out some of the most horrible, inhumane experiments, bacteriological warfare experiments in Manchuria during the Second World War, using American troops as guinea pigs, and he was never punished. I wonder why. You need to get my 4-tape set on population control. You need to get my video on population control, my talk on planned population reduction. Planned population reduction, my talk on Nundare College Genocide. That's Nundare College Genocide. And I think probably as good as anything is our talk, either DVD or video, on the hidden agenda, and the syllabus goes with that, which goes into the background of how they're poisoning and destroying the minds and bodies of our children with water fluoridation. Do you know that at the beginning of the 20th century, one person in 33 in America, about 3%, got cancer? Today it's over half the people and rising. Did you ever wonder why? Well, we have a war on cancer, and yet we have more cancer now than ever before. We have a war on drugs. We have more drugs now than ever before. How could these things be happening? We have a war on terror. And, of course, recently, analysis of what's going on has suggested we have more terrorism than ever before. Could it be that we're not being told the truth? Well, we hope many of you will call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. The book by Dr. Nicholson, Project Daylily, the 2 4-tape sets, Lyme disease, Operation Paperclip, the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, which is my book, the Medusa File, and then, of course, our material on water fluoridation, the hidden agenda, my talk on planned population reduction, Nundare College Genocide, my talk on population control, our 4-tape set, Get the information. Help us to get the information out. Because the life you save could be that of a loved one of your own. And so until...
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8794. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. The Space Shuttle Endeavour is on its way to the International. Was flawless for the crew, which includes teacher astronaut Barbara Morgan. One of the owners of a coal mine in Utah says crews have been able to drill within about 1,000 feet of where six miners are believed to be trapped. It's still not known if the miners are alive. Crews hope to use the drill holes to get food and air to the men. Navy divers have continued probing the wreckage of a collapsed bridge in Minneapolis for at least 8 bodies. Officials at the site say they expect removal of heavy debris to begin later than expected in order to give the divers time to do their work.